We now have a guest joining us here in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd first like to ask you who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Byman, from currently living in Monaga. I'm from that Byman family with a lot of boys and one sister.
Yes. So your family has been in other areas as well, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the third day of services, and how has your summer service experience been so far, and what have you especially enjoyed?
Yeah, it's certainly been a joy to be here. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of work involved in this role, as we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been busy. The weather's been quite warm.
Yes, it has.
I was joking to the song leaders and organists that it may feel like you can drink the air, but you still need to drink water.
That's some good advice.
But yeah, it's been so good to be here and to be able to serve God's children even in this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even walking around the service site, I just had a smile on my face. It's been so.
Yes.
I haven't necessarily had a lot of time to visit with people, but to just greet on the way by has been so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. I know, because it's those like small little connections that you make kind of spontaneously around it as you walk around. Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned that you are in a specific role here at these services. So you are the head of music for these services. So can you tell us what kinds of duties are part of this role?
Yeah. Yeah. So I suppose overall the head of music is, as stated, kind of the one in charge of all the music details, that being the songs that are selected, the song leaders and organists, when they're scheduled, when they go up, and coordinating all those relevant details with LLC, making sure that everything was prepared ahead of time adequately, and then also here, making sure that everybody knows what to do.
Right. So everything runs kind of as a well-oiled machine as best as possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we know that planning for these summer services begins well before the actual event. When does the music planning begin? And what kind of work or decisions have to be made ahead of time?
Yeah. So if I recall correctly, I think I was asked in June of last year if I would be willing to serve as head of music.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time it was, there's not going to be much, but in September there's going to be a big kickoff meeting with all the heads for all the different areas.
Yeah.
And even then in September there wasn't a lot of work in the fall, but that was, for me, that was a lot, some time to brainstorm, okay, how, you know, maybe who am I going to pick? How am I going to organize all of this work?
Yeah.
And then the work really began in earnest, I'd say in February.
Okay.
Where we started to build out a worksheet to select our songs for all the different services.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the song list was, the first draft was submitted in, I think, end of February, maybe in March.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started in April to fill out and start making those phone calls. Hey, would you be willing to serve as song leader, as organist?
Yeah.
Filling out that roster. Yeah. And then that culminated in May. We finished the song list.
Yeah.
Scheduled everybody based on feedback that they gave us. And then in June, we went here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's your songs. Make sure you practice so you're familiar with them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It would be quite memorable to become familiar with it at services, but it's best if that happens ahead of time.
Yes, exactly. They have an opportunity to practice. Yeah. So was there a process that you went through to select the songs, per se, or was it just...
Yeah, so, I mean, and this maybe... This is maybe touching on a later question, which is fine.
Yeah.
But the process, I guess when I approached it, I can't even remember how many songs you can go through and count. There's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, throughout all the days of services, and
yep.
Luckily we have a big songbook. But that also comes with the challenge of we have so many songs.
Yes.
How do we know which one to choose for what occasion and what service? So there's a few different factors that we consider. You know, does this fit a pre-service? Is this long enough for a collection? Does this fit communion?
Uh-huh.
You know, and so to help guide that, we, for at least a few of the services, this didn't happen to all of them, but is there a theme that could fit with a service block?
Okay.
For example, the the youth evening or the congregation mm-hmm. evening. Those had a specific topic, so okay, we can nice. We can yes. select songs that yeah. that match that topic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, then I kind of, being the little bit of a nerd that I am, an engineer, I went through and built a spreadsheet such that I could enter in a song number uh-huh. in a given time slot. And as I went through, because again, there's a large number of songs. Mm-hmm. As I went through that mm-hmm. list, if I made a duplicate, it would highlight, hey, oh. this one you already selected.
Brilliant.
Which saved yeah. a lot of time. It was a lot of time on the front end yes. to build that out. Yeah. But then yeah. on the back end, I could, oh yeah, that one's good to use.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I also had details in there like song title, number of verses.
Yeah.
What section of the book it was from, just for a quick reference, because otherwise you're paging there through the book or through the of app course. And
yeah, yeah,
and maybe three different books and
yes, yes, yes. That's really interesting to think about, because I mean, even here for doing the broadcast, when we're selecting songs, that kind of the same process is done.
Yeah.
But we don't have the spreadsheet like you do. Maybe right. we can borrow yours to help us make sure we're not repeating yeah. songs.
I had thought about, but. Just my nature, I'm a little timid to reach out.
Yeah.
Had I asked Lisa, she might have actually had something that would have helped.
Yeah.
At least to build out that initial database, yeah. if you would.
Yeah.
So I showed it to Lisa this weekend, and she's like, yeah, you should go talk to Phil. She's had Phil Germwood doing a lot of work with those with those hymnal databases to mm-hmm. to create those kind of tools. So mm-hmm. to anybody interested, you know, even for selecting songs for, you know, your congregation's special events or yeah. special services, yeah. I'd recommend reaching out to LLC and seeing what they have
oh, yeah.
available for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that's why in these kinds of situations, God chooses the ones that are meant for that position at that time. So now you've been able to help move the work forward in a yeah. way. So, yeah. So thinking about the at services now, what kind of duties do you have as the services yep. are progressing this
yeah,
weekend?
Yeah, so as I had mentioned, the head of music is in charge of making sure everything goes smoothly. Mm-hmm. So I'm at services, there's a role called the music host, which
okay.
I've been the primary one serving as that. Lisa and Krista Hillstrom have also been serving as that.
Mm-hmm.
So duties as the music host is making sure that song leaders and organists are on time,
mm-hmm.
as in a half hour early.
Uh-huh.
So then we have, you know, time to fill them in on any last minute details.
Yes.
Make sure they understand how the song projection works, uh-huh. understand all mm-hmm. they need to know for the organ.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also coordination between the audiovisual people, making sure that the speaker behind the song leaders and organists is loud enough for the song leaders and organists to hear. Because in yes. that position there,
yes,
it's really hard to hear the organ. When there's nobody in the tent, you can hear it fine. But then once you get the volume coming back at you from the congregation singing,
yeah.
it gets really, really hard to hear what the organ is actually doing.
Oh, interesting. I didn't consider that. So it kind of absorbs the sound
yeah.
in a way. Yeah.
And it's important for both the song leader and organist to know what the organist is playing
mm-hmm.
because they need to work as a team to mm-hmm. to lead the congregation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So there's a lot of coordination between just to make sure those details go
yeah.
smoothly.
And like, even are you like, you know, when the organ was having some troubles on, was it Thursday night, where, so you were involved in that too, of trying to figure out, or did you have other people to?
Yeah. Luckily I have other people for that. Myself not being an organist, I'm learning this weekend some of the, you know, how to restart the organ, how to turn it on. But then,
yeah.
then there's those accidental, oh, whoops, we turned the organ off the wrong way. And now when it loads up, it's not quite
okay,
the same. So, hey, Ian, can you get over here, Lisa?
Yeah.
We need help.
So there's little tricks. Or then now yeah. with like the high humidity, I've noticed that they've been covering it with a tarp at night
yes.
to kind of restrict that moisture. Yeah. So
yeah, the last couple mornings have been fine, I think. When I first got here Thursday, I met with Krista at 7:30 just to go through anything that we... any site-specific things, being that yeah. I wasn't able to come here till Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Well, that morning there's condensation coming down the inside of the tent and dripping right onto that tarp.
Oh. Yeah.
We're thankful that that was...
Yes.
That was one of those details that I think Lisa had coordinated.
Yeah.
It was already on site. They covered it. But that's also part of my responsibility is, at the end of the day, is the organ shut off? Is it covered?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything back in its place and ready for the next day?
Yeah. What are some things that have surprised you about this role?
Yeah, I guess when I was, you know, thinking back to the song selection, it's one of those things that there's, you know, there's so many that how do you know what song to pick for each occasion? Mm-hmm. Thinking back to my time as a song leader in some of these Southern Minnesota congregations, a lot of times I would listen to the sermon and halfway through the sermon start looking for a song that fits.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really do that when you have to select it.
Yes,
many months ahead of time.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you feel your smallness. Like you might have these thoughts and ideas, but you also have to trust that God will guide those even the song selection
there, and
you do what you can and let the rest go.
Mm-hmm.
Let him lead the work.
Well, yeah, I think that is true that God will guide it, because there have even here been some times when a song is played after a sermon and it's like, oh, that really goes along with what was said.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just never know. Going ahead to the service motto, which is that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. What are some thoughts that come to your mind from this passage?
Yeah, I guess another passage that comes to mind is that mission command that Christ gave and at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, where he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That it's our duty to go and to confess our faith there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even thinking back to, I'm also going to that international choir camp right after, so I'm taking 2 weeks off of work.
Yeah.
People are asking, oh, what are you doing? It's like, well,
yeah.
I'm going to our church's summer services.
Yes.
And then to a choir camp. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to think of that or say of that, but what else can I say?
Yep, exactly.
You know, I obviously don't want to lie about it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
so,
and in whatever way we do it, it's, you know, we confess our faith and let our light shine. And
yeah.
And even just the simple, you know, that we felt peace here is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
We can trust that God will even lead those discussions with those around us in the world to shine his light.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So coming to the closing of this interview, is there anyone who might be listening to this broadcast to whom you'd like to give greetings?
Yeah, I suppose there's probably quite a few. You know, my family comes to mind. They're out there in Longview.
Yeah.
Or immediate family, but
yeah,
especially think of those that aren't able to make it here, whether that's for the whole weekend or even for different portions of the weekend, where just due to circumstances of life you're not able to be here in the service tent. like to remind you that you are remembered by our Heavenly Father, and I pray that he can even bless you there. With these feelings of peace that we've had.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I just think that this is our greatest blessing now in this era of technology, to be able to have this broadcast that people can listen from home if they're not able to.
Yeah.
So.
And even for those that are, I know for myself, you know, it's sometimes a little while later that it comes out on Hearken.
Yes.
But on my commutes to and from work, it's nice to break up whatever the normal habits are.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's this program.
Yep.
Even there,
you
know, God can bless those occasions too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking time out of your duties to come and visit with us.
You're welcome.